showcasing stories from local sports clubs throughout Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. This is From the Sidelines with the support of Cumasun na Meán.
Hi, I'm Dave Daly. Welcome to From the Sidelines. This week, we meet the guys from the Cerebral Palsy Football Development Academy at the AOL in Clonshock.
My name is Rachel Kavanagh. I am the chairperson of the CP Football Development Academy. We are a football club that caters for children and young adults with cerebral palsy, players that have had a stroke or have an acquired brain injury. And they all come together here on a Saturday and they're involved in recreational and competitive football. We've been around in our current guise since 2015. There was a kind of a more informal programme before that, but we set up formally as a club in 2015. And really we've gone from strength to strength. We have approximately 70 to 80 players who are currently signed up as members, and we're growing every year. So we cater for players from age 7 upwards, so some of our players are into their 20s at this stage and have been with us a really long time. So it's just been fantastic to see their kind of growth and development as they move from their kind of under 10 phase to their teenage years and into their 20s. So we, from a training perspective, we play in the AUL, who have been great to us, which is in Clonshock in Dublin near the airport, and we train almost every Saturday morning between 11 and 1. We cater for boys and girls. We'd love to see more girls getting involved, and we're working with the FAI to try and grow those numbers and get more girls participating in cerebral palsy football. So yeah, it's been an amazing journey to be on, particularly for me as club chairperson. I've been involved since 2015 when my son got involved with the academy, and it has been an unbelievably gratifying experience to see the club grow, get more players involved, get a bit more structure on the club, and start to get the profile of cerebral palsy kind of nice and high in the country so that people know what opportunities are available for them to play football when they have CP.
Now we hear from the head coach of the CP Ireland team, who is also director of football at the academy.
Hi, my name is Mick Doyle and I'm director of football at the CP Football Academy. Together with the other 10, 11 coaches, we have upwards of 70 players here every Saturday in the AOL from 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock. Just when players are joining, we have an induction programme that for over a 4-week period, where it gives us an opportunity to look at the player, and it gives the player and the guardian or parent the opportunity to look at us to see about the suitability. Then depending on that, they're inducted into the club and then they become a fully fledged member. We have a foundation group age from 7 to 12, and we have the balance of the players, both men, both young lads and young girls, up to mid-20s and older. The only one thing that we ask the players when they join is that they trust us and trust our judgment in terms of what we do with them from a footballing point of view. And the only thing that we ask for them is honesty, and they will give us everything that they have. This year is the first time we've had the opportunity to have an internal CP league where we have a suitable number of players to play. We've been running it for the last 2 weeks. We run it again this week and then the playoffs next week. And it's been hugely positive for us. And what we're hoping is that after this, we will have the opportunity to pick some players to come into a World Cup squad with the international team, which we're preparing for from August onwards to play in Campbell's in Salou in November. As I say, it's been a great success. We have some tremendous players, both male and female, here. We were lucky to get some girls together at the start of this, at the end of last year. We played in the inaugural European Championships in Denmark in May, and we managed to win the tournament, which was absolutely fantastic for the girls and for ourselves, obviously. And we've taken them into the academy now, and they've become an integral part of what we're looking to do. So basically, it's onwards and upwards from here, and we go from strength to strength. Chill Insurance are our main sponsor. They've been very, very good to us. The AOL itself, they give us the facility. They give us the facility for nothing, which is fantastic for us every Saturday. It means a huge amount to us. And then, we have other independent contributors. And we have a big raffle at Easter time. We have a contribution from a meal for two at Nevin McGuire's restaurant, for example, which is absolutely fantastic. You know, so yeah, it's great. It's really, really, really good, and it's working really well for us. One of the other things that we've done that's been really important to the players is we've introduced a strength and conditioning program, which really helps the players in their strength and their mobility, basically we do a bleep or an endurance test maybe once a month, and we set targets for the players. We give them a Google form that they have to complete every weekend, and they send in their information in regard to what their activity has been during the week. Is there a footballing activity affecting their schooling or whatever it might be? And that program has been a tremendous help, and was put together for us by a lady called Ciara Sinéad O'Connell from the Institute of Sport, and it's delivered by a lady called Beth Gardner.
Rachel Kavanagh tells us about cerebral palsy.
Cerebral palsy is a condition that affects motor function. So effectively it means that for all of the players in our club, they're... limb function, their muscle function, their balance, their stability, their coordination is all affected to some degree. Some of our players are very mildly affected. In fact, some of them are able to access mainstream football as well, but they come to the academy for their cerebral palsy football. And then right through the spectrum, we have some players who are quite impacted by it, and they would really struggle with their stability and their mobility, and that's just something that we have to take account of in our training sessions, in our matches, to make sure that the players are training in groups that are suitable for them. So we don't always split on the basis of age. We very often have to take account of mobility and other kind of physical factors. So obviously primarily we are a football club, but there's always going to be kind of spin out advantages. I'm a great believer that part of it is football, but there's a lot going on outside of football, and I suppose two examples of that are the camp that we're going to in the US in June. We went to this camp 2 years ago, and it's just a super experience for players. So we had 16 players go to this camp in 2022, and it is a residential sleepover camp in the US, and the experience from the players' point of view is just second to none. They go into a CP soccer specific environment, and they're staying away overnight in bunks without their parents, just with their coaches for the 4 to 5 days, and it is an incredible experience. And we can certainly see players that went into the camp in 2022 and they came out different people at the end of the week. So we're repeating that this summer, and we're taking another 15 to 16 players over. In fact, sorry, it could be more, it could be 18 to 19 players going over. So we're really looking forward to that. And I suppose the other piece of feedback that we get a lot is not forgetting the parents. So all of these parents have received a cerebral palsy diagnosis in relation to their son or daughter at some stage. Generally it's quite early in life, and it can be a difficult and challenging diagnosis to hear. So they're also on a journey. Their children are on their football journey on the pitch, but parents are also on their journey off the pitch. And I think the club provides that nice environment where parents can get together on the side of the pitch, sometimes under an umbrella when the weather's not great, and they can chat about their experiences as parents, they can chat about the experience their kids are having, and it's really nice to share that experience. And sometimes there's kind of tips passed between parents or bits of advice, or sometimes an arm around the shoulder if it's been a difficult week. And I think sometimes we tend to forget that that's a huge piece of the club as well, but it's one that we're getting kind of more and more conscious of as we get that feedback from parents.
Now we meet a parent of one of the players.
My name's Robbie Caulfield, here every week with my son Adam. He's been playing here for the last 4 years nearly now. We're here every week and he loves it. It's brilliant. It gives him a real sense of confidence, not just for sports and soccer, but in everyday life. It's great for him to meet up with other children with the same disability and abilities, and get to socialise in the social end of it, as well as participating in the sports. And it's friendly, but there's also a good level of competition as well. So it's they get to improve themselves physically, mentally. They get to push on, and the coaches here, Mick, Graham, John, Bobby, Rachel and Donald. Like, Adam started off in the foundation group when he came, which is the youngest, the younger kind of group, and he's moved on now up into the junior group. So like, it's brilliant for parents to come and see that you can start off at the foundation level, move on and move up and improve yourself and get competitions away. Like last year we were in Copenhagen with a group of kids from the academy here, and it was absolutely fantastic. And there's more opportunities this year to go to America and Bristol, and for some of the older kids they'll be going to participate in the CP Challenge Cup now over in Warwick in the next month or so. So it's absolutely fantastic, and it's a real credit to the guys here that run it, and it can be daunting when you get a diagnosis of cerebral palsy or any other disability for your child. So, you know, it's to have something like this to come, and even for the parents to talk to other parents and get advice and talk to people who know exactly what you're going through. From that perspective, it's unbelievable. So I couldn't recommend it highly enough for any parent out there that has a child with CP to come along and meet the coaches and the managers here, and definitely give it a go with their kids. It's brilliant.
Football for All development officer and coach at CP Ireland tells us about female participation at the academy.
So my name is Heather Jemison. I am the Football for All development officer with the FAI, and I have been a player with the CP Development Academy and a coach with the CP Women's section of the academy as well. So about a year ago, in the end of 2022, we set up the Female CP project in order to get more girls playing the game at all levels. So we set out to bring together not only the grassroots and get everybody involved, but we also set out to develop an international squad, which we've been quite successful in. We managed to pull together a team of 9 players so far to compete on an international stage, and we were very fortunate to go to a Nations League tournament at the end of last year in 2023, and we actually won. So it was a really good standpoint for the programme to show the younger girls, you know, we have 25 girls now in the wider programme. So to have a pathway for these players, to show them what you can do at the highest level despite of your disability, is really fantastic, and it's a great standpoint for us to begin with and kick on from. What we're really trying to do is we want kind of a call to action for any girl with cerebral palsy, whether you're 6 or 7 or whether you're old enough, 26 like myself and beyond. So we're not concerned about your football ability. We want you to be involved in this setting with other players with cerebral palsy who have been through similar experiences when you're growing up, such as physiotherapy, a lot of splints and AFO wearing, and probably dropping in and out of different sports as you go, and maybe not finding that place where you necessarily fit. But this is definitely the place where you can fit, whether you love football or whether you're brand new to football. It's just a space to get involved. There is that opportunity, obviously, to play international football, but there's also that chance to just network with other young girls or other mums and dads, if it's your daughter, to get to know, you know, everybody's going through the same situation. We're really all in the same boat here. Whether you're severely affected or mildly affected, we've all been through the same bumps in the road.
Regular players Connor and Jack tell us about their football at CP Ireland.
My name's Connor Halpin. I started playing CP football when I was 6. I've been playing every Saturday since then, playing mainstream Sunday. I think CP football's probably given me the ability to go on and play higher level, at international level, giving me that prospect. Kept me playing mainstream. I don't know whether I'd be playing mainstream with my mates outside of CP football, without CP football. So I think confidence-wise, it's definitely given me more confidence, even outside of football, just always having somewhere Saturday. I know what I'm doing on a Saturday, going out playing CP football. And it's given me probably more discipline in life, going out for runs, training with every week. I probably wouldn't do that without CP football. I'd be doing what some of my mates would be doing, playing video games. I wouldn't. It's definitely given me more confidence, a bit more discipline. That's about it, really. I used to play a bit further forward, but don't think I'm good enough for that anymore. I get stuck at the back now. But I don't really mind where I play, as long as I play.
My name's Jack Sullivan. I'm playing with the CP Development senior team. It's like, I think I started about just before COVID. I was playing football for all before that. That was just for kind of any disability. But this is cerebral palsy specific. And it's just a brilliant opportunity, because like, I've been across overseas playing soccer like 4 or 5 times already. I've played in America, I've played in Manchester, and now I'm starting to play competitive tournaments. It's just a brilliant opportunity, like, because, you know, you're obviously at a disadvantage when you're playing mainstream, and it's just, you know, I'd be as good as them mentally, but I just couldn't compete physically, like. So it's getting the opportunities that you wouldn't get otherwise. And it's like being a professional, really. Like, it's brilliant, to be honest.
You have been listening to From the Sidelines with the Cerebral Palsy Ireland's Football Academy. This is Radio Nova, and I'm Dave Daly, and I'm currently visiting sports clubs in Dublin, Meath, Kildare and Wicklow. If your club has a story to tell, email sidelines@nova.ie.